Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 29th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the just-ended Zim Expo.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter-wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the just-ended Zim Expo.
Hundreds of Zimbabweans attended this year's Zim Expo last weekend in Chicago, where some business people said they managed to strike lucrative deals with their counterparts in USA and Zimbabwe.
Zim Expo, which is an annual business and social networking event held annually in the USA, featured a business dinner, Miss Zimbabwe USA, a clash of the DJs, and soccer matches. Apart from that, business people exhibited various goods.
Some Zimbabweans were happy that they managed to process passports and birth certificates. Representatives of the Zimbabwe Embassy were a big hit at the event.
The event also featured rising dancehall music star Jazz Signal and Afropop singer Cindy Munyavi. Organizers of the event hope that they will hold a big and better show next year. No venue has been determined.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yebo, chonga kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila wena.
Yeah.
Yeah, ndakanzwa kuti wanga uri ku Zim Expo.
Yeah, kati ngona.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wakaona here President Obama?
Bengumdingile kodwa ngidinge ngamsebenzi.
Abana kuya ku Zim Expo.
Ndanzwa kuti uphenduke eminyango so
wathi. Umakapesana pesana.
Yeah.
Ndizozo.
Ubose ngambona nje.
Nokuti wakanga uri mushamawo chaimo.
Kunjalo mfowethu, kunjalo.
Ndizozo ke.
Yeah, so ke kunjalo chonga. Eh, zvukanda pa so lamhlanje sikhuluma ngombukiso Zim Expo okati kuona konapa eChicago kwele Melika ngambile ke sibili ku Zim Expo bekunenge okati kukhona ngale bekulo Miss Zimbabwe USA lapho kunqobe khona untombazana okuthiwa ke ngwako Jack untombazana lo unothando kukhanya sulutshengise ukudla abanye sibili kunyomangalisayo kuzobuya ke I Clash of the DJs asumculo okati kutshaywa khona ngale bekufiwa sibili kuzobuya njalo le business dinner lapha kade abantu besidla bekholisa ngapha bekhuluma ngezamabhizimusi ngaphandle kwalokho bekunjalo kule unguqu phela umdlalo wenguqu abantu bawuthandekazelela kakhulu so bekudlalwa khona ngale kunzima sibili ngase sikhangelwa okunye okade kukhona bekulabantu abavela esikolweni seMelika akade belungisela labo abafuna ukuba lamapassport labo abafuna ukuba lamabirth certificates lento ezinjalo uyaqhubekela phambili ngomnyaka ozayo umbukiso lo weZim Expo kodwa akwaziwa ukuthi uyabonga phakakhona. Sibone njalo kade kulo Jazz Signal lo ohlabelayo sibili uhlabela ingoma yakhe enyithize kuzokwelo Afropop singer uSindi Munyabi bekhona ngale sibili hayi bekungani bekukuhle kakhulu jonga
hayi wendizozo manzwa akubva kuna Gibbs Dube mutori wedu enhau akanga ari ku Zim Expo achitsanangura zvakatora nzvimbo hanzi aiwa kwaa kune mavhu nemarara evanhu vakanga variko ikoko vaibva matunhu akasiyana siyana emuno muAmerica nekuCanada nevamwewo vanenge vakabvawo kunyika dzimwe dzakaita sekunana United Kingdom vachiuya kunotandara kuZim Expo. Zim Expo mukana unopiwa vana veZimbabwe neshamwari dzavo dziri muno nevanoronga mutambo iwe kuti vange vachisangana pamwe chetewo nokuita zvemabhizimusi kutengeserana nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ataura Gibbs kuti gore rino vazhinji vakanakidzwa zvikuru nekuvepo kwevamiriri vemuzinda weZimbabwe muno muAmerica vaikwanisa kunge vachipa vanhu mukana wekutora mabirth certificate nemapassport magwara ekufambisa nemagwara ekuberekwa waibva wangozviitirwa ipapo ndofunga wanga usingabva wapiwa birth certificate ipapo waingofila kufila mafumbari.
Iyo, kufila mafumbari, so itumeze le Zimbabwe. Okwenza wikuti uyapata ni mali, unapata ni mali ya nkona, so siti kuluma umuntu esi unatumeze la kona.
Okay.
Na putu mtu la
anazutura kumusha.
Uza tata wese hambisa kuna ngali kwa msiteli.
Ndizo.
Kwa msiteli kesewe lungisa. Paka lungisa, seku bisa peking hapa. Mm-hmm. Sutu nyezo la esikofo
sana. Yozo, tumirwa. Yeah. Uongu ndizo, mm-hmm. So anzi nae kwanza kupiwa mkana kufila mafomu, ni kubadra marizenyu, so tumirwa kumusha. Mm-hmm. Ini moronga muna anenga ajizu nukufambisi la ima pepe yao nukunotora, so zosko wakuno, so zutumirwa kwa uri. E, kana kuti, alikumusha ye, kana atora ye, unofu wangu zutumirwa ye kuno. Ndo ma, ngatika tuma opportunities haka uiskwa ene zime expo kuita wo vai shamba zaka na kukakiza shinzao zawai nazo shunga wa shima bizimusi shunga wa shugazirwa nde shunga shaiti kwa umukano kuti vima bizimusi vai vangu wano umukano kushamba za kuti ndeta chakati ndeta chakati ndeta chakati vachisanga na nevaru muno mu America nevamu wakanga wapo ku Zimbabwe paka ito ozo kari mumanzi pane mkoma na wishidika alikusimukira just ginao yani kambuka ya kandiduwa na Gibbs Sterick nde mumu anonzi Cindy Munyavi nde wamu wa imbi weku Zimbabwe wakanga wa shitanda za wano zapera izozo kwa kawene Highlanders ye muno
yeah.
Mu America
ne dena
musi ye muno mu America
mekupiwa
navu
ya hai pola na pala milichawa sivili
anukuti kuwa anu yungu Afrika kashinji munga fara Sterick asikana musina
mwuzi ya pola hai pola
shakafana ni
ya
za time boyu una otishita tiri wa diki
ya
kuma makuredi ya seta wala wakirini tiri wa diki
ya
makaenda kumuchato wa hitu kwa pashikoro munga famusina mwuzi kakeke
amenda kumuchato kanti ya pola. Yeah. So
kana mna kuita bora
ahula
hakuna chini
enda bafana bangona banya basema college
mm-hmm.
Omunye wabute ufuna kudlala sivili super league
super league
kuna pemene
yapane mumwe ari kutamba akabva zvakare ku Zimbabwe mwana we Zimbabwe ari muno ari kutambira Maryland University of Maryland anotamba iyi
badlala bafana na
anotamba
yeah.
So saka ndo mumwe mikana yakanga iri koyo kipa saka ndo tatoda kuti nasi tinge tichikurukura nezvazvo kuti mikana yakadai munoona ichibatsira zvakadi uyo imi mezvi zvamungati dai zvawedzerwa kana kugadziriswa tichange tichikupai kano yekuti vari nevari kuronga Zime Expo iwao tinenge tina upano nevamwe vairatidza zvinhu zvavo pa Zime Expo yegore rino.
Yeah, kunjalo we've got videos of some of the people that attended Zime Expo. Let's see what they were up to there.
This is Ngosana Ngomo. I'm DJ Danger Vibes. Don't even put the DJ from. It's Danger Vibes. I'm a DJ and audio engineer in Atlanta, Georgia. You can catch me at Evan Gotti most weekends. I won second place. I thought I was going to win, but they beat me fair and square on that one. So, yeah. Make sure you check me out. Danger Vibes at Danger Vibes, VYBZ. Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. That's it, really.
That is you. The process was very good, welcoming and everything. I'd like to thank for the support and everything, the assistance and appeal. I think when we saw Rufara, the assistance, we just want to
My name is Timisani Prince Munyu. I'm the VP of Marketing, Vice President of Marketing for CargoLink International. And I'm here at the Zimbabwean Expo to promote our business. We are shipping all different kinds of things to Zimbabwe. Right now we have a special deal, $100 off until May 31st for drums and wardrobe boxes. And our goal is to try to support all Zimbabwean businesses by creating a bridge that allows people to distribute or send stuff to Zimbabwe. We have a website, Cargo. If you want to get a hold of us, just go to our website, CargoLink International, CargoLinkInternational.com. That's CargoLinkInternational.com. And also, you can just call us at 978-726-8010.
Dr. Gadziro Gwekwerere, Dirumutere Zeri, Wokuma Zimai, Vice Chair Lady, MDC North America. Tiri pano pa Chicago, takamirira bato redu re MDC, indakamirira kunyanya kumadzimai. Isu tine hurongwa wokuti titsvage rubatsiro, tibatsire vana vari kuZimbabwe panyaya dzemafizi nemadzimai anotambura. Saka tine shoe drive yatiri kuita yokuti vane shangu dzavo dzavasisade dzevakuru, dzavadiki, dzevarume, dzemadzimai. Tiri kudzitora tozodzindisa kurecycling. Mari inobuda ipapo yose inonanga kuZimbabwe kunobatsira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe. panyaya dzefees nezvimwe zvinonetsa muupenyu. Tinotenda muchatitsigira kana vanenge vaine shangu dzavo matunhu ese vanokwanisa kundibata pa 347-208-7244 tozova director kune vanouya vachitora shangu pamba pavo. Tatenda ende tinovimba muchatitsigira.
So, Choga, those are some of the people who actually attended Zim Expo, and there were so many of them that were excited about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, kuna mpanake sibonile abantu chonga vekuluma wabakwenzayo, sibonile wabwe MTC, uzo buya ke wabanye ke abachieneo. Mm-hmm. So, ke bebe chengisela nje, abapwe kuti baze, bakwenza kuna.
Kutishisha warukwita, ndiso tutaona pana mkoma, wataura kutuwa kafazu kazukuru, nukutuwa wapanisa kurenyua passport yao. Unengu wadi mwiru wa ruwendo, utungo uchenda ku Zimbabwe kuno renyua. Wakungo
fichere. Kumbu ya lape Washington. Utunga usenda, wanza Chicago. We are flyer, you need accommodation.
Kubwa kwa Chicago, we are puno. Wakungo shitira panji. Ndofunga idano rakanaka. Tumemba kutiyo vemba saa. Wango mirra zunza kata sezime.
Utinga wapo.
Wanafananga wajungota uravano kuti. Musu wakati, mwezu wakati, tine kiri mudunu rakati. Vano, yeah. Weyai mutuoni papo. Ova, wenda kunerimwe nzimbo. Ndofunga zinore ruka.
That's right.
Yes.
And we also have some more people that said a lot of things. Mm. So let's have another video of the people talking. Yes.
Gacha ulisi uwana watu wakite kaya wa vile Zimbabwe wetange na kangaka wetale ngutuwe nje mbwone ngani standard civilis is very high for ama team social anga sula na competitive mbwone ngani ngawe nga kuwa wakule wawe itimu ngawa itimu ya pora civilis is why ngyabo
wena usuma pizimusi so uti ufika lapa mbwone njano kwa tumbuki solo
kazi nchabulile kakulu venga kangila ngutu za kana lentu enje nite mfiga lapa minambengi mfaka chile nga landanga exactly i Zimbabwe business expo but nite nsizwa ngayo nga chabula kakulu mfige ngeskate sirai nchangane lafantu avane nga kulu nga wonu kuti avantu avalapa avantu avale mngondo avafunu kuti ngabe Zimbabwe ya tutuga balama ideas amane ngulama business amane ngwapo nileyo. Ngithabile ukuthi ngizuzile ama contacts ukuthi engxenye lami inqambile ekhaya zake ngikhulumela ba 102 bangcedise kuyami business ye pharmaceutical wholesaling and mbona baningi kakhulu abantu bakhona balama various and different business models abalawo andxa singawathatha sibancedi sibangenise ekhaya mbona ngani ungasinceda kakhulu.
Yes, so nxa ukhangela kodwa ukuhlangana kwabo abantu sibili besibe zihlanganela nje ukhanya sibili into ethakazelelwa ngabana abantu abaningi. So wena ubona ngani kodwa kuyanceda yini khona ukuthi bakwenze kushala kunjani?
Mbona ngani kuyabanceda kakhulu ukuthi abantu abangapha abangekho ekhaya bahlangane bakhumbuzane ngalapho bavela khona babone ukuthi bengancedisa njani ukuthi kabakhohlwanga lanxa belapha bebuye ngemsebenzi abanye bebuye endlela ezijiyeneyo kodwa kukhanya bayakhumbula lapho bavela khona. So kuyathokozisa ukubana amaZimbabweans ayayithanda iZimbabwe njalo bayifisela into enhle. So yikho mbona bengani ba okubenza bahlangane ngizwe ngani nxa ngulalele injongo yangikhona ukubana ekugcineni bengahlanganisa ingqondo yabo ngaba business abalayo lama attributes abalawo bengancedisa eZimbabwe mbonani kuyakuhle kakhulu and the atmosphere nje is very inhle kakhulu bakhanya abantu bayakholisa bayathakazelana ukuthi bavele ezindaweni ezihlezijiyeneyo kuma-states ajiyeneyo and sebehlangene bangamazimbabwe and bayakhulisana.
Ye, so phosela ukugcina aba basibali.
Ngithabile kakhulu ukuhlangana lo mngane wami okuthiwa ngo-Gibbs Dube. Gibbs Dube ngiyakubonga, phakamisa iflegi yeZimbabwe kakhulu umsebenzi owenza ngiyawuthabela kakhulu.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Johnson.
Ndiri pangu nemakadi.
Ndiripo munonzi kokwani?
Munonzi kokone Kairo.
Ne Kairo mauya kuzovinge ipano.
Ndauya kuzoona zviri kuitwa panapa.
Maona chii?
Ndiri kungoonawo vanhu vari kungofara. Ne passport office iri panapa.
Imi magwaro enyu anga aripo?
Aiwa magwaro ndinawo. Ndaona vanhu vakawanda vekumusha ndiri kufara zvekuti.
Waona baba vachibatsirwa kupassport?
Ndaona vanhu vachibatsirwa kupassport vachitowana mapepa vekupassport dzavo dzibude.
Kumusha kuti utore passport hazvine dzidzo. Zvinongonetsa mbishana mbishana but zvinofamba.
Zvinofamba but kuno kundaona kuti hazvisi kunetsa. Kunakidza chaizvo. Kufara.
So zvitaurira vanhu kuti imimi kumusha muri kubva kupi?
indinobva kuruwa aindiro kwazisa vanhu mese kumusha kuruwa inini kuno aiwa zvinhu zviri kufamba ndiri kufara zvekuti ndaona hama dzekumusha ndaona vana vekumusha zvekutaura chekumusha nhasi tiri kufara zvekuti
kuti ngikhulume isindevele but ngiyatopatopa vele mina ngivele emashonaland asi ngihlale ematebeleland well alandebele grade 1 and 2 so ngiyadoba and I used to work in Plumtree Town for 3 years so yeah I wanted to say something in Kalanga. Mabuyani, Mujani. Okay, ndo lebeleka kwazukazi. Well, I miss you, my Matavelan people. You guys are great. Keep the love going. I love you. Stay blessed.
So now, Chonga, those are some of the people that were actually attending. Very happy people there. Eh?
That's true.
And with Mr. John Fett Spanda. John Fett is a business person. He's in the pharmaceutical industry.
Okay.
So he was saying that he got some people that he worked to, and he's likely to make a follow-up and maybe strike some lucrative deals. Because he says, you know, the situation at home is not all that good, but he will try to make that kind of a follow-up and maybe have his business running on top gear. And then we had Coco in Cairo. She was a very happy woman there. And she was saying that it's good to eat mfushwa. It's good to eat some traditional foods. That's right. Exactly.
And speaking,
So it was really a blessing to meet here. And
the Pharaoh and the last one was Gibbs Rusum Zamores.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, despite being here in the diaspora, I mean, naturally, you are a Zimbabwean. And there's nothing that stops you from having that flake on your head, so because you're a man of the soil, you know.
I know,
but it doesn't mean that you are affiliated to any party. Yes.
Yes.
So I think yes. I think now we're joined by Mr. Anesu Manjengwa. He's the Zim Expo co-founder and is based here in USA. Mr. Manjengwa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you, and thank you
for
having on your program.
Thank you so much, Chonga.
Mama Njengwa Magadi. I want to rumpe nyukungoti inindaka ita zvekuya nesoka kuzimex when ndakazo shika ishonzi yapera mai manje asi gore rino yati 3 days.
I
want this also. Tinotenda zvikuru muchiwana mukana wekupinda muchirongwa chedu kuti tinzwo ini ndisina kwanisa kunge ndiriko nevamwe vateereri varipo kuti vange vachinzwa kuti zvakafamba sei uye mikana ipi yavanowana nemiwo zvakare vanenge vachiitawo urongwa ihwo mikana ipi yamune muchiwanawo munyaya dzemabhizimusi kutandadzana kuumba ushamwari nekuumba ukama. Maybe you can start by just explaining how the Zim Expo 2019 went by in Chicago.
Aiwa, yakaenda, it went by very fast. You know, we take a long time preparing and planning, and then when the time comes, it yatopera. it went very well on Friday. Tangatine my passport, which is Friday and Saturday, and we had about 40 people that got help with my passport on location. Munozi yakuno ku America unofana kuenda ku embassy semunhu kuti passport yako itwe renewed. Get my fingerprints and my application from Yako. And then, no sound now at Wauya Kuka, Expo, I don't get TV, so to put water back today, so to do it one Wando Coco, one Yaku Expo. My last ever business dinner, the Rada now, and the Mongarma business is Wauya Tisketese, Papayawa Shoma, Rakwanda Sugar and Woody, Chicago, there's a traffic, my fight the Manero. As it arrived, I'm going to wrap up for my Ningi, Mr. Fight the Manero, I came out to Chitais or so. Tabeta kutika dina, takana ulu kutika wait, tujita mbapa Battle of the DJs, apainu wakoma na wanakwana kutika washanu, waitu kutana, apanyaye kuri kwa mmanzi. That was Monsieur Friday. Saturday, takamukila kuri kukwita my passport, tukata business expo, maskati, tichi, wana waskanda wakati, katika kutika fashion show, tujita marihefal. Saturday. So mane rwache Saturday takazoita Miss Zimbabwe fashion show tika shongedzwa navasikana vaviri vanonzi Kamu mumwe wacho anonzi Edna avanhembe dzavadzekuu Zimbabwe dzakanaka mane dzakatsvokwa nevanhu pastage then the fashion show vayaitwa tikawana anenge anohwina akanzi anonzi iye Nothando Chantel Jack nevatevedzi vake vaviri mwacho anonzi Natalie Mushore nemumwe anonzi Nyasha ndo vanga vachimuteedza pakuhwina neZimbabwe. Then at the same time takaita music yamukomana anonzi Shastro aimboipa nanastana kuZimbabwe ando kana kuibatsira nokutamba. Takapinda musikana anonzi Cynthia Munyawi ekubva kuZimbabwe akatiimbirawo. Tikafaruka musakano wedu wemusi weSaturday nemukomana anonzi Jasikla iye kumana weStonya nouyauya anga ari kuno achitiimbira musi weSaturday. Musi weSunday takatibe kupark local park Oakbrook city park kwana kuine makwikwi esoka all day. Pane timu yekuChicago ndiyo yakahwina timu pane timu yeku Atlanta yakaruza yekuIndiana yakaruza neimwe timu ndikufunga kuti yanga isiIndiana just escaped me but yaida kuzohwinawo asi yekuChicago hokoko local team yakahwina ikahwina mukombe weZinex 2019 Chicago. Ndokupetera kwetakaita makwikwi edu eZinex 2019.
Aiwa pakabatwa basa apo vamanjengwa. Asi tichitarisawo amungati mahighlights, what were the highlights yeZinex 2019?
I think the highlights tinangoti kuimba paJasignal baada ya kujifadza vanhu vese vanga varimo nekuhwina pa Nothando kuita neZimbabwe pakafadza vanhu vakawanda maningi. Ndoayangoti main highlights asi vanhu vemunharaunda vakauya kubatisupa passport zvakavarerukira maningi nekuti munezi yakawanda godi yako yevanawoko 3 mumene mukadzi kana muri 4 kutakura mhuri yese kubva kumba kwako kuenda kuDC kuita mapassport zvinoremera vanhu vakawanda zvinodhurira vanhu vakawanda saka kuuya kuvakaita panharaunda patinanga tiri kuita mapassport avo vakafara zvikuru naizvozvo saka that's a very good service that I think we're going to continue to provide the people zvinovafadza nekuvarerukira maningi izvozvo.
Yeah, thank you so much. We are going to have some more voices of people that actually attended the Zim Expo, so we'll just put a video there. And Mr. Manjengwa, can you just stay on the line?
Thank you.
Thank you. So let's have the video now. Yes.
This is Ramu Vegezela, Chitoro, Mzele Mperengwa. Ngilapha USA at the Slay Zim Expo. And the question I got is the name. So I want to Nsokuntambama. Sabalaba Sabede Daba Vele Zimbabwe. There's no jazz signal. Lo Cindy Munyani abantu vathabile Stevie uyakwazi kubona umuntu ovele ekhaya Stevie sebe sijayele ukuphonga ukukhathisa ingoma kumaradio nokuma-TV kodwa sibe sibabona live Stevie besihlabela Stevie kube kuhle abantu bebabukela bebona labo bebona ukuthi shiwa amaZimbabwenzi bayasupporta lokhu abakwenzayo and kathesi lapha sesibukele umdlalo ibhora amaZimbabwenzi bayadlala ingubu so base grounding so sibukele siyababona bedlala sibili so into enhle sibitshengisela ukuthi lapho esivela khona eZimbabwe konke lokho kukhona kwenza ngani noma singapha sikuthi.
Hi guys, my name is Tatenda, ndinogara muChicago, Westmont, Illinois, and ndinodzidza kuchikoro Brooklyn, and right here where, as you can see, where the Zim Expo our soccer tournament, where we get to have a fame grass of that family unit, of that family, of that Zim community, where we strengthen our bonds as a family abroad and pretty much running. I want to shout out to the people who organize this event. It's very fun. I got to know some mentors, some people whom I didn't know, some people who actually give me some advice about life, and I got to be more proud of my own team community, and I want to thank the organizers. And yeah, thank you guys.
All right, thank you everybody else. We're here at Zim Expo, and my name is Samraigo Korere, and what we have here is a biltong, what we call biltong from home, and it's right here, and it's being made here.
Very good. Hi, my name is Nyasha Mufakure. I won the second Princess of Miss Zimbabwe USA, and I'm going to continue to do my work in making sure that we have Zimbabwean representation in America and have more of us beautiful girls on TV, on magazines, and I cannot wait to see what I do next in my life. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
It's me again. Ditwa my Lolo, guys. Just showcasing my biltong at Zim Expo. Bachada, $20 for the big packet. I have steak. I have the sliced one. It is spicy. Ne, it is plain. Yeah, mtenge chimkui hamatang. Yeah, mufunge kumusha mchitenga chimkui.
In the US of A, and we have hot. We got it traditional, and we got it on garlic. And this is all Zimbabwean, definitely biltong. Thank you very much.
So, those are the people that were attending.
You know, I was wondering what you were chewing all along. So, you were chewing
biltong, chimkui. Yeah, that's chimkui.
You had fun, eh?
Yeah, so much fun.
So,
apparently, they wanted to pick me as number 9, one of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, the contract wasn't proper. So,
and
I said, next time, guys.
You were 20 in between Dynamo or Highlander.
So, there was a disco steal. I was for that.
And I said, now have another
Mr. Quiet Ngobe. Yes, so we've got Mr. Quiet Ngobe, who is the Zim Expo co founder, like Mr. Manjengwa. Baba Ngobe, is our Mugelokhe. Hello, Mr. Ngobe. Welcome to
the Kulusa.
Maybe it's Wolukhe Ngobe. Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, Baba Ngobe, kunjani?
Hayi, ngikhona, ngikhona njani, ngikhona ngapha.
Sikhona kakhulu, siyabonga ukuthi lisinike leli thuba ukuthi singene khonapha, lingene khonapha kunkulumo yethu. So ke, lichove njani kodwa?
Hayi, kuhambe kahle, siyathaba ukuthi impela viki singemva kwethu khathesi.
Mm-hmm.
Sesingakhangela okuzayo kulomnyaka esiwungenayo.
Yes, ngathi wena ukubona ngazani sibili abantu bakuthakazelele kakhulu, kuyini Baba Ncube?
Hayi, kuya ngokuthi ngubani okhuluma ngaye, okhuluma laye. But kungenani ezomgido zivele yizo ezithandwa nguZulu wonke. Abachichimbila abantwana babantu bakithi. Ngomgqibelo ntambama kwaze kwatshaya ihora lokuqala ekuseni yangesonto. Bechichimba begida kuthunquthuli nanxa kade kule khaphethi. Uthuli luthunqile. Yiyo abayithakazelela kakhulu besokusiza le esithi i-beauty pageant. Ayibinhle sibili kakhulu izintombi kade zitshengisa ubuhle babo bazo zancintisana ke kade kule zintombi ezisificaminwembili. Hayi, kade bebahle abantwana babantu. Bebahle sibili bevathe bephelele. Kwakhethwa ke labo abayibona abatholakale besedlula amanye. Kuvele uhamba njalo.
Yes, singathi ke kodwa nxa sesigangela abantu ababuyileyo, sibili abantu bakhona osomabhizimusi abathe bakuthakazelele kakhulu ukuthi bahlangane labanye. Liyake lilandelele libone ukuthi khonokho abakhulume ngakho kwenzakala yini.
Sikhuluma nje khonokho khathesi.
Mm-hmm.
Sesiqalisile ukuthi sikwenze. Namhla ntambama sizabe silomhlangano.
Mm-hmm.
Sizakukhangela konke okwenzakele ngempelaviki, okuhambe kahle lokungahambanga kahle, okusolakalayo lokungelansolo, okudinga ukuthi kwenziwe ngconywana ngesikhathi esilandelayo.
Mm-hmm.
Konke sihlala phansi sihlangane sikubone ukuthi sihambe njani bese sikhangela ukuthi ngokuyini esingakwenza ngcono ngesikhathi esizayo. Ye, abantu siyabalalela sibi kunjenge sikhuluma sebeqalile ukuthi bafake okusembonweni wabo abakubonileyo abakusolileyo labakuthakazeleyo siyabalalela sibili sesizama ukuthi senze ngcono ngesikhathi esizayo yikho kuqondileyo uma ufuna ukuthi uphumele.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sicela ubambe khonapho ke baba Ncube Cingwane silabantu lapha ke kufacebook abasilandelayo usikhumbuzo mlalazi uMandla Handy Mahlangu kuzobuya labanye abaningi uBruce Khlebangana ke uthi siyabonga ukuphakamisa ukuphakama kwenu maZimbabwe amahle. Kuzobuya njalo usikhumbuzo mlalazi ukuthi kuhle lamhla akukhulunywa ngezepolitics akula ungani kuyahlupha. Siyabonga kakhulu ke Studio 7 uBusani Mbuso Ntini uyabuza ukuthi ingathi kulabantu abanengakanani kuyakhanya yini lokuthi iZim Expo iyangaphi baba Dube. Sicela ukuthi ubaba uNcube asitshele ukuthi kambe iyangaphi nxa sokubuya eminyaka. So Mr. Mbuso Ntini is asking about
the next Zim Expo.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So there's a question here, Mr. Ncube, about where Zim Expo is going. So can you give Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini some kind of response on that kind of an issue?
Hey Mbusani, ungaphi siziva? Ngiyamazi ukuthi uMbusani.
Yes, so uyabuza ukuthi kuya ngapi? Ukukhanya liya ngapi in terms of the future and lingabe lingapi next year kumbe into ezinjalo.
Okwa khathesi into esizama ukuthi sihlose kakhulu njengoba sisazi ukuthi iZimbabwe imi ngapi. Siyafisa lathi ukuthi sizama ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lakithi. Imvijana leyo singayenza ikakhulu ezamabhizinis ikakhulu ukuthi sazi ukuthi kulama opportunities anjani ekhaya laba abafuna ukwenza amabhizinis. Siyafisa kakhulu ukuthi sihlangane le nkokheli zelizwe zekhaya ukuze sazi ukuthi i-diaspora singenzani okunganceda abantu bethu abangapha labangale ilizwe lethu. Singafaka isandla ngandlela bani. Sifuna ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi sizimisele lathi. Izim Expo kayisiyo business enkulu kakhulu but imbono lemicabango lezifiso zikhona esifisa ukuthi sizenze. Ye, siyakholisa ukuthi senze nje eze ibhola abaculayo konke lokhu siyakwenza but injongo yeZim Expo njengoba nje ibizo lisithi Zim Expo
senze so baba Ncube. Ubamba kancane khonapho sithathe ubaba osecingweni lapha icingo lakhe lungawa
thinamthelele Gibbs. Hello.
Hello makasimba
Takasimba baba zita ndiani?
Liz Bell
muri kupi baba?
Ndiri kuno ku
Harare. Taurai chirongwa ndechenyu tipei pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndanokabata chipa tinenyaya ipi ziya
nhasi tiri kukurukura nezveZim Expo yakaitwa kuno kuamerica mukupera kwesvondo kwaibatana vana vezimbabwe vachisangana vachiratidzana zvemabhizimusi mikana yemabhizimusi kutandadzana nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Okay.
Hello. Ndofunga vakata vanga vachifunga kuti vanga vachifunga vari pane zviri kutaurwa zvimwe zvisiri
zvehandi
handisina kunzwa kuti nyaya ipi iri kukurukurwa. Nhasi tiri kukurukura nezveZim Expo yakaitwa kuno kuAmerica mudunhu reIllinois muguta reChicago kwakasangana vana veZimbabwe. Regai tinzwe kuna vamanjengwa kuti vazhinji vanoda kuziva kuti sangano renyu kana kuti vari kuronga mutambo uyu chii chiri mazviri chamunowanawo imi. Hello, Va Manjengwa. Hello, Mr. Manjengwa. Are you still there? I think we are having a bad connection.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yes, I was asking you, what's in for you guys to arrange this and plan the Zim Expo annually? Because ever since I came to the U.S. How many years ago, Gibbs?
Oh, some donkey years ago.
You yeah. guys, you have been entertaining us and we're looking forward yeah. to Zim Expo each year. So, what's in it for you guys?
It's just mostly from the kindness of our heart. We don't really do it for money. We want to do it for money. And hopefully, maybe in a couple of years, money will start coming out. But in the meantime, because of the business environment in Zimbabwe and the shortage of cash, it's just been difficult to have the industry in Zimbabwe come over and follow their customers. So basically, we're waiting for the climate to change, and we will be able to coordinate business-to-business relationship between the U.S. and Zimbabwe, and then we can start making money. So right now, we are just incubating business ideas and waiting for the environment to set itself straight so we can make some money.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anyone from Zimbabwe on the business side this year?
No. This year we did not. Last year we did.
Okay.
We had Barclays Bank last year, and I think the year before we had other people too. But this year we didn't have anybody from Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. And what about those in America, or those American business people? Did they have the opportunity to come and exhibit there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had businesses that are based here in America following the Zimbabwean clientele here in America. So we had those. I think we had about 12 businesses that either were there on location or supported us financially online or through banners or online social media advertisement portals. So we had those. But we do want to connect them with the ones in Zimbabwe and be the middleman.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vama Njengwa. Rambai mshitanyu. Zamuru kuita. Rambai muri parunare. Tibo tunam tereri. We have a caller, Gibbs. Hello.
Hello. Magadi ingwe mananda wakutawara.
Vama nanda magadi iku.
Nagazi. Karandu chukwa kanda kwa
kwa. Ah, wakato tanga wakupopotele ya mchiri pozo. Kutito funga maito nzwa wangu wa shitawura nisho. Atai chawura o. Sana atina kutana tukurela ya iku.
Ngambuta anu. Zvino fanira kuita tofana kupota tichitongana pati ndizvo kuti tirivana vanyamuno ndoda hangu kuti kunavo vanga vari kuAmerica vanga vaine program dzavo Zim Expo chinhu chakanaka zvikuru kudaa ndingangoda kuti kuvarongi basa guru rakafanana nairoro ndinofunga kuti in future zvingaitawo kuti munge muchikokorodza vane mabhizinesi makuru kuti vaonewo kuti unyanzvi hwatinahwo kuZimbabwe hwakambomirawo sei kana zvikwanisikawo tikazvidhirowawo mainvestors anozoitawo kuti kunyika kunge kuchizotinakirawo nomati chingasvika kupi tigare tiri muno musango tisinganyanyorangarira kukumusa so I would want to say the introduction of this program should be promoted. I think we should do. I have the work to the talk, kuti zvirambe zvakaita saizvozvo. Ndinofunga kuti maybe nokuno South Africa zvikadaro. I think by the time patinosvikawo makore maviri matatu mana, zvine zvakuonekerawo and those who are outside vanenge vakuisawo confidence. Ai, vanhu vanozvide chekuda kuvakanika. Besides, to be united and to have a positive mind and a positive thinking, kuti how do we help our country back home, because at the end of the day we shall go back home.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mamananda. Tinoimba kuti vadare vedu vari kutinzwa. Thank you so much, Mr. Mananda. I think Mr. Ngube, you can respond to Mr. Mananda. What he said, that he actually started by thanking you for organizing the Zim Expo. And he says, is it possible that in the future you bring in big businesses so that the Zimbabweans and other partners know what is happening in Zimbabwe?
So I guess Mr. Ngube's phone is actually dropped.
Okay.
Maybe you can redirect.
So, Mr. Manjengwa, maybe you can respond to the caller who is requesting big businesses, or is saying, is it possible that you bring in big businesses? Though we know last year you brought in one of the big banks in Zimbabwe. So he's saying, can you bring big business companies to also showcase at the Zim Expo?
Yeah, Definitely. That's something that we are honestly working on. I think companies that want to harvest the diaspora, companies like Nyarazo, within the Tourism Authority, Minister of Tourism, Barclay Bank, or some of the big banks in Zimbabwe, we were talking to them this year. So that's they are on our radar, and we are going to start early this year. And as soon as the financial climate changes, we are going to pursue them and make sure that they are available for this coming year's expo.
Aiwa zvino fadza zvikuru zvamuri kuita vamanjengwa. Ndinoimba vakawanda vanenge vachinetseka kuti vangapindawo sei mukuratidzira kune kuchiitwa kuZim Expo. How do you advertise or how do you make people aware that the Zim Expo, this is what is required of you to exhibit or to participate? How do you advertise?
We use our website, zimexpousa.com, that's all year round. But towards my events, I know that to not use the social media. We have a presence on Snapchat, on WhatsApp, on Facebook, on Instagram. So we use that. We push out a lot of communication through our social media outlets. The issue basically is we normally get 200 people on location, but we cut out to thousands of people. So we normally have reactive people as far out as Australia or England or Canada. They all hear about us. What I encourage the people to do is to stay connected, same as in Dublin. Let us stay connected to my local WhatsApp groups, or let us, let's not be living in islands. Because if you are living in an island, and you are in the middle of America, we have no way of getting to you. Now, we cannot push a WhatsApp message to you. So if you're in a community, join the local community WhatsApp group, be in communication with other Zimbabweans so that we can easily get to you with one or two hops.
Thanks.
So we can get to you via.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manjunga. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Now I think we are joined by our third guest, and that is Ms. Walohle Ncube, one of the co-founder members of Zim Expo. Ms. Ncube, we welcome you to the this program.
Thank you.
Now tell us, Zim Expo is gone, and now maybe you are starting to prepare for next year. So what are you doing to make it bigger and better next year?
First of all, we need to vote for the next state, since we go different states, and we usually correct the next year from this year's Zim Expo. So since we just finished the Zim Expo, we are yet to sit down and meet to see where we need to improve or where we will exercise a success so that we can carry it over to the next year.
So now, looking at what happened this year, are you really happy about everything?
Personally, yes, I was happy. I'm actually happy every year. Mm-hmm. But we do see sometimes some challenges that we need to correct for next year. So each venue is different, but I was happy this year.
Yes, ngasengakhuluma ke ngesindebele. Singathi ke kono kwenzakala lo nyaka uyakuthakazelela yini?
Ngiyakuthakazelela kakhulu. Siyazange sibe labantu abaningi kakhulu njengamanye ama-expo, kodwa yona nje i-expo yakhona was well organized. Ihambe ngendlela ekade siyiplane ngayo. Zobe singafisa ukuthi engakade kube ngcono kulalo kade kuyikho khona.
Yes, siyabona njalo ukuthi abantu abaningi bebedinga-ke ama-passports lama-birth certificates. Kuzobuya-ke Miss Zimbabwe USA kade khona layo, lama-clash of ama-DJ lana a-rechise film umculo omnandi. Kuzobuya le nguqu sibili. Kuyini okunye eliza kungezelela kuZim Expo buyayo?
Okwakhathesi singathi asikahlangani ukuthi sibone ukuthi sihlanganise amakhanda ukuthi sibone ukuthi kuyini esingakungezelela ukuthi kuthabise abantu. Isikhathi esiningi siba le nto ezifana nayo, kodwa nje sitshintsha ama-artists every year. Sizama ukuthi silethe umuntu othandwa ngabantu. So this year sinanzelela ukuthi i-artist esiyilethile ithandwe ngabantu kakhulu. kulamanye ama artists esesiwalethe.
Yeah, so
we entertainment ukuthi amaZimbabweans abanye ngabathanda entertainment abanye ngabathanda i-business uyathi sizama ukuthi sikuhlanganise konke ka one ukuthi sikholisise wonke umuntu. So as far as the entertainment siyabona ukuthi ayikhanye ngani siyenza right. Ngoba abantu bayathakazelela i-entertainment esilayo ngoba ungananzelela yiyo ekade nganile abantu abaningi so sokufanele siqinise kakhulu ku-business side.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke
zinofadza
kakhulu
ndizvozvo ndaoda kuitawo artist manje.
Oh, you want to sing?
Ndaoda kuibo.
You know what will happen is somebody to make you only have one person watching you.
You,
the owner of the mic.
You. Thank you so much, Miss Ncube, please do stay on the line. Give Simbo tarisawo zvanyorwa nevateereri pa Shona Viewer, Shona Facebook page. Ndirikuona panongori nevanhu vari kungotizivisa kuti vari kuona vari kupi. Hapana vazhinji vari kukomenda zvikuru vari muSouth Africa, ndofunga nenyaya yekuti vanenge vasina ruzivo nemafambiro akaita mutambo wekuno. Asi tina Beulah Leonard anzi watching from Windhoek kuNamibia uko. Patricia Sivanda Burawa watching from Hyde Park, South Africa. Edith Gara watching from Gaborone kuBotswana. Witness Junior Nu Muchekwa anzi ndakatarira chirongwa icho chino ichi ndiri mutembisa zviri sei ikoko kwamuri. Then Amos Ngwenya watching from Johannesburg, tichaona Chiminya in Lusaka. Mampo Shava watching from Bryanstone, South Africa. Almafira Kurewa anzi from Bots ari muBotswana. Then Prosper Machizera anzi call me ndonzi Pride Simango ndobva kuChipinge izvozvi ndiri kuSouth Africa. Okay, ndofunga ndimukoma Pride Simango vashandisawo foni yava Prosper Machizera vachitaura kuti vafonere tiedza kuti vafonere. Then tatenda Nigel Muyambwa anzi ndiri paLusaka, jonga uri sei. Aiwa ini ndakasimba, tinotenda zvikuru. Ndo vari kutevera chirongwa vachiona zvatiri kunzwa nekunzwa zvatiri kukurukura pano Gibbs.
Jeff Maswane sekuti dhube sengikona la mikona pake estikini kuhamba njani. Jeff lapha ke sikhuluma ke ngeZim Expo ekati khona ephele ngesoto. Kati kula bantu sibilikola ngale kuZim Expo kati bebukisa impahla etshiyeneyo. Kuzobuya ke le nguqu sibili kati dlala okumangalisayo. Abafana bangikhona ngababona ingxeba ngayidla sibili yayilenda kumbe bayishaye bebhuqa iDynamos lapho ngiyalitshela sibili. Bebedlala sibili jonga.
Banotamba.
Bayadlala. Kuzobuya ke Miss Zimbabwe siyabona ke ukuthi intombazana intombazana leyo kuthiwa nguChantel Jack kumbe ke elinye ibizo lakhe ekade lisebenzisa nguNotando utshayile sibili okuzwayo nguye phela obe Miss Zimbabwe USA. So ke kube sokubuya kuNyasha Matsakure loCatherine Mashora Mushore ibakade bemlandela. So lapho sibili hayi ngamantombazana angani ayenza akwenzayo. Yes, sizokuthiwa ke sile khona lapho
sinemthereri rekaitinzou ndiyana ari parunare. Hallo. Hallo.
Hallo.
Makadi.
Zvivo makadi mutana Lisbe.
Oh, mukoma Lisbe, foni yenyange yazombodonha pae saka tisina kuzenge tanzwanana.
Okay, ndangachitanya kuti angachitiba to redu rinenge richiratidzira zvatidzirwa uko zvakatambirwa zvakadii tingakwanisa kubvunzana.
Nhasi manje taa tichingotarisa Zim Expo yakaitwa kuno kuAmerica kuChicago. Nemikana ingaitwawo notonde muAmerica asi munyika dzakasiyana siyana mune vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari mudiaspora. Mikana yakadai inokubatsiraiwo zvakadini mikana mukanga muri kunze kwenyika ndo zvatati chikurukura nhasi. Saka mukana wekuti tinge tichizonzwa kuti musangano weCongress wakafamba zvakadii, handi mukubvunza zveCongress?
Ndachibvunza kuti handiti vati ranga richiti kwanzi tiri kundo ratidza zviratidzwa zvedu nekushambadza ivi vari kuAmerica ikoko, saka havana kuzotudza sezvakafamba sei.
Vari vebato here?
Halo.
Mati vebato here?
Ehe.
Ibato ripi randiri kubvunza?
MDC Alliance.
MDC Alliance. Taona mavideo achiratidzwa apa kuti vakanga variko vachiti vari kuita yavari kuti shoe drive. kuedza kukorodza mbashka zvikuru shangu kune vanenge vachikwanisa kunge vachivabatsira kana kubatsira vari kutambura vari kumusha ivo kana vaunganidza vanozonogoverawo kune vanotambura vanenge vachidizeva kunge vachipiwa kumusha ndozvataona zvakaitwa neMDC pavakanga vari kuZim Expo ndozvaratidzwa pamavhidhiyo ataona akatorwa namukoma Gibbs vatiinawo panapa.
Okay, has not tambirwa.
Aiwa maita basa mukoma Lisbel.
Okay, amene zvakanaka.
Thank you so much. Yeah, andoona inonzi accountability.
Yes.
Mukoma Lisbel varikufona vari kuHarare. Vada kunzwisisa kuti takanzwa kuti bato redu rairatidzira ikoko ku Zim Expo. Zvizvi rakaita tonzwa nani.
Yeah, exactly.
So the good thing is une ma video iranzi V11. Une V11.
Yeah, that's the scheme of things.
Yes.
Yes, so let's go back to Sukoluhle Ncube. Usakhona yini Mancube ecingweni? Nalo Sukoluhle Ncube ukhona ecingweni Ntombendala? Kungazana amafoni lapha angena
ngizo.
Ukhona yini Mancube?
Ngiyenkona.
Oh yes, sorry lapha ukhayazani umanjinela lapho uthi uyabamba imtshina ngibona ngazani isithupha sijemile kodwa hayi songam soku right. So ke akutsho ke Mancube ukuthi wena ngokubona kwakho uMiss Zim Expo, Miss Zimbabwe USA, kambe ukuthi kube khona kona kumncintiswano kutshoni kumantombazana?
UMiss Zim Expo ikunika amantombazana i-confidence ye-beauty ukuthi besebenzise i-beauty yabo lengqondo zabo ukuyakhompitha labanye besiya phambili nje okwempilo yabo nje. So anti yakuthi isayizi lezi ezincane ngoba silama requirements ukuthi umuntu kufanele ebe certain age group, ebe lama certain qualities. So siyabe sihlanganisa amankazana ama same qualities kodwa sebe computer bonke ukuthi besibone olengqondo ukukhalipha wawo.
Yeah, so in English, the question is, what's the purpose of having Miss Zimbabwe USA?
You want me to translate that?
Yeah, can you say it again, you know, in English?
Well, I guess, you know, if beauty pageant show is mainly for young women who have the beauty, the brain, and the confidence, who are there to compete with each other so that they can advance to other beauty pageants, bigger beauty pageants like Miss Zimbabwe, Miss Universe.
Okay, thank you very much.
Stay
on the line. I guess you're on lunch, but stay on the line then. So, ubambe kona pona ikashana mangu.
Yes, rikaitinzwe kuna vamanjengwa, vamanjengwa nguva dzese dzinenge dzakuda kunanaira kuti dzichisvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo. Vanhu vangada kuzwa kuti kana vakanga vachipiwa mukana wokuuya vachiratidzira kana kushambadza zvavanoita kana mabhizimisi avo nezvimwe zvakadaro, vanenge vachitarisirwa kubhadhara mari here kuti vanga vachipinda muchirongwa?
Ichokwadi, isusu basi vese zvezvim Expo tinogadzira platform where people can come and market themselves. So those people that want to harvest, our people that we bring together, we ask them for a small token of appreciation so that they can easily set up and market to our people. So I think they should know that about $300, depending on what they're doing. But it's not going to have a negotiation. So for us to be able to continue to do this year in and day out, we normally request the business people to either sponsor the girls or sponsor the hotels and give us some money so we can be able to work hard to make the environment more conducive for business.
Iko wano tengesa mune mchi wabumizo ya nyu kutulanga wa chitengesa kwa uzakari. Kana ukungora tizira chete za wanenga wa chi gazira. Asimus nga wazoita kutuwa tengesa ipapu.
Wano tengesa ipapu. Kajinzi kacho wano tengesa embe, wano tengesa maduto, wano tengesa zakasiana siana. Even wanaita shipping, wanaita some insurance, they can come and sell ipapu on location. What normally we don't allow, what the hotel doesn't allow, is for you to come and sell wet food in the hotel. For liability purposes, they don't let you sell salsa or nyama in the hotel. But you can go park, go picnic there on Sundays, barbecue, you can sell anything you want to sell there with no problem. But mostly people selling to make money, we would like them to pay us first before they can sell.
Thank you so much. We understand kuti pane bashida mari dzokubhadhara ma hotel.
Yeah, kunjani.
Kubhadhara nzvimbo yatingati venue. Saka iwo gives kana kuti unotengesawo shawi nacho kana kuti kumushambadza unofana kuisawo kamari kana zvoendawo kunobhadhara towards the venue.
Eh,
azvinozivikana izvo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kuti kumele abantu bebe kwazi kunoko. So ke Mancube nxa ungatshela abantu sele kuti kwenzela ukuthi uye ku Zim Expo khona ngale kuyini okufunakalayo. Sokolothe Ncube uyangizwa mama?
Sorry, well sitting.
Yeah, ukuze uye ku Zim Expo kufunakalani ukuthi nxa umuntu efuna ku Zim Expo. Ngakutshela abantu ngamafutshane mama.
So uthiya ngokuthi nithi ukuthi ukufuna ukubuya uzobuyela kumbe ukufuna ukuzo participator.
Who is the participator, ma'am?
We have a contractor, so we see how good he went. Ufuna ukwenzani njoba sisithi lama department atshiyene njenge nga ufuna ukuzoyenza i-business. Uyathenga ibhuti lefi yokuthenga ibhuti ubuye uzo showcase into zakho oyabufuna ukuzithengisa. Loba nga ufuna ukuthi ube i-board member for that year, siyakwamukela futhi ukuthi ubuye ube board member for that year. Then abafuna nje ukuzozibukelela, abafuna abanye bafuna nje ukuzozikholisela kuphela. Nabo ba welcome siya basiba updater ku website ya Facebook.
So kulapho abangazwanga ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa ukuthi what does it entail for people to come and exhibit and generally for a member of the public to come there for Zim Expo. Can you tell them
briefly? Everyone is welcome. Is welcome to come and exhibit. The only thing that we have less tolerance for is politics. We don't accept politics. So that's for peace sake. But everyone else is welcome to come and showcase whatever product that they have. It can be groceries, it can be food, it can be something that's social media, internet, it can be clothes, anything. We welcome it. We welcome everyone. Then if you want to join to be a board member for whatever year it is, you are still welcome to put your money down and invest for that year. And then for the girls who want to join the beauty pageant, we have our requirements. We give you the requirements. You have to be a certain age and all these other requirements. You have to meet the requirements.
Yes.
So that if you win, you still qualify to compete with other bigger pageants because they have the same requirements.
And there's an urgent message here from Mr. Moses Ncube. He's saying, how about a male fashion show at Zim Expo? And why female models only? And not males. Just briefly, 30 seconds.
Because most beauty pageant shows, you see, the winner has to go and compete for other beauty pageant shows like Miss Zimbabwe, Miss Universe. So if we have to have a male, it will just be for entertainment sake, but not that the winner will go anywhere.
Okay.
Because the winner has to represent Zim Expo wherever they go. So if it's a male, it will just be entertainment. We actually welcome... We do welcome those ideas.
Thank you.
Just to spice up the entertainment, because most people like entertainment.
Thank you.
So to boost the entertainment we can, that's actually a very good idea. We do accept.
Thank you very much. Our time is out, so thank you so much. Maybe we have to contest for the Mr.
Zim Expo.
Yeah, I win.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I'm not contesting.
Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. Mr. Anesu Manyengwa, Mr. Quiet Ncube and Ms. Sukolohle Ncube. All these are Zim Expo co-founder members. Thanks also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri, Tostangana Mtulongwa, Studio 7, Tunotevera, Mora Zaganaka.